Good morning. I'm Adam Springfield, and I'm a senior in high school. In a few months, I'll be heading off to Emory University, but unfortunately, that means today is my last Youth Sunday. I've been a part of St. Paul's for as long as I can remember. Some of my first friendships started 15 short years ago in preschool, running around the playground and learning the Bible stories at VBS. Of course, I've grown from being the glitter-covered VBS attendee to the counselor leading the crafts and games. I've moved from children's chapel to Sunday school to pre-EYC, pre-EYC to EYC, with each new step bringing a little more growth, a little more responsibility, and many more religious questions. Today's gospel comes from the book of John. Jesus speaks just after he washes his disciples' feet and just before he's betrayed by one of his closest friends. Judas had just left the group to inform the chief priests of Jesus' whereabouts, and Jesus knew that his time was running out. He will soon be arrested, tortured, and crucified. His friends don't understand what's happening. And yet, in this moment of betrayal and confusion, he's not focused on power or escape. He's focused on love. And so in his final hours, in front of his remaining disciples, Jesus issues a new commandment. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. But what does God's love actually look like? And how can we share that with one another? I've grappled with this question for years. What does God's love look like? My upbringing within the St. Paul's community has challenged me to recognize God's love in new ways. The first time I truly understood how God's love feels was with our old youth leader, Zach Rugen, over Zoom, on a rainy Wednesday amidst the worst of COVID. Although the meeting was initially planned as a group Bible study, I was the only one who showed up. I felt awkward and guilty, and I could think of 1,000 other things we could both be doing. But instead of rescheduling, Zach said that he was glad I was there, and we stayed on the call. He made space for me at a time when so much of my life felt uncertain. And that was when I first truly understood that God's love doesn't require us to be prepared to accept it. It doesn't demand worthiness, nor does it demand confidence. It meets us where we are without condition in the least expected moments. When Jesus commands his disciples to love one another, he means to accept people in their moments of doubt and loneliness. And that's the kind of love I received that day, the kind of love that Jesus calls us to share. How can we share God's love? My first memorable volunteer experience was packing meals for Rise Against Hunger in the parish hall. As long as I can remember, I've been a part of church projects, service trips, or Sunday morning services. Yet until that Wednesday, I didn't feel God's love behind my actions. I knew they made a change, but I hadn't yet felt the love behind them. That moment with Zach helped me reframe everything that had come before. I started to recognize God's love as accepting others where they were, just as I had been accepted. I began to notice how small moments could be ways to share that love right where I was, showing up for others with an open heart, showing them that I cared. Since then, I've served on ASP, read from this pulpit, and done my best to lead in any community I've been in. Each act of service reflects the kind of love I've received, the type of love our world needs now more than ever, and the sort of love we should all strive to give others. God's love challenges people to do better, to push for new understanding and growth. And it's a love I've learned to recognize with St. Paul's. And now, as I prepare to enter a new community this fall, full of new people and experiences, I know that I'm not going alone. I will carry St. Paul's love with me, God's love with me, as a calling. I want to help others feel like they belong, to help them feel loved. And even if it's just one person on a rainy Wednesday, I want to offer the others the kind of love that once met me where I was. Thank you.